You know what's so annoying? When you're desperately trying to manifest something that you want, and then one of your best friends receives your manifestation. And this happened to me not once, but twice when I was trying to manifest the life of my dreams, and then two of my best friends received exactly what I wanted. Today, I'm explaining my theory behind why other people receive your manifestations, and I'm also showing you what you can learn from them to make sure that you're next in line to getting exactly what you want. Now, I used to live in Scotland, and I moved around a lot in Scotland, but when my desire to move abroad to a warmer climate began, I was living very far north in Scotland in a place called Inverness. And in this town or in this city, I used to have to wear my snow boots for half of the year. This is how cold it was. And I developed this intense desire to move abroad to a warmer climate. And I used to tell my friends and my husband that I really wanted to move abroad. And I had this best friend who lived just round the corner from me. And we used to see each other every day. We had kids similar ages. We had so much in common. And I loved spending time with her. And she was like family because I didn't have any family close at the time. And at the time, I'd just given birth to my second baby and I was feeling pretty low. And she came around one day and said that her husband was American and he really wanted to move back to America to this place where there was such a beautiful, lovely climate all year round. Houses were cheap and it seemed like life was going to be wonderful. So off they moved to America, and I was really sad, not only because I had lost my best friend up in Inverness, but also because she had received the manifestation that I wanted. I wanted to be the one who moved away, not the one who was left behind in the cold climate. And shortly after that, my husband said that he would like to move to a different location, but this was just somewhere else in Scotland, so a little bit further south, but still a really cold climate and still lots of snow. So we moved to this new location where I didn't know anybody, and after a while, I had met a new best friend, somebody I really loved, and we used to go walking together, and I really enjoyed her company. And the funny thing was that she had also had a burning desire to move away to a warmer climate for a very long time. And she was originally from Australia. Her husband was British. They moved over here to Scotland, but she really wanted to go back to Australia, but her husband didn't want to. And she had been trying to convince him for a very long time, and he just wasn't doing anything. So she felt really stuck. And then one day she just said to me out of the blue, "That's it. I am going. I'm going on my own. I'm taking my daughter with me. I've booked a one-way ticket to Australia. I'm moving to Australia to a lovely warm climate, and I'm so excited. My husband can come if he wants to. It's totally his choice." And thankfully, he did end up moving as well. And I felt the same again. I felt, oh no, I've lost a really close friend, but also, my friend has yet again received the manifestation that I wanted. Has something like this ever happened to you? And it's so frustrating when it happens. And you might be wondering, why do other people receive your own manifestation? And I've got a couple of theories around this as to why it happens. So the first reason that I think this happens is because when a lot of people want something, instead of manifesting what they want, they complain that they don't have what they want. And this is very normal and common behavior, unfortunately, but it doesn't get you what you want. So the thing that happens when you are busy complaining that you don't have what you want is that you might also complain that other people have what you want. And you might not even be aware that you're doing it. So many people are not even aware of the words that are coming out of their mouths or even the thoughts that they're thinking. It's very natural, like when you walk past a row of houses in an exclusive area that you really want to live in, and you say, "How do all these people afford these houses? Why do they get to live here? Why do they get the thing that I want? It's not fair that other people get the lifestyle that I want." So if you've ever caught yourself doing this, then this is a very good reason why other people receive the manifestation that you want. And even if you haven't been complaining about other people, if you're just constantly complaining that you don't have what you want, what you're doing is you're reinforcing that you don't have what you want, but you are also bringing to mind the thing that you want. So it's in the forefront of your mind because you keep talking about it all the time. So what happens is it sets off the reticular activating system in the brain, which then starts to notice everything that's happening that is related to the thing that you keep thinking about. So if you say to yourself, I don't want to think about purple cars, I don't want to think about purple cars, then you'll start seeing purple cars everywhere. So whatever you're aware of in your mind all the time, you will start to see it. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you will have it yourself, but you will start to see it everywhere around you. It's like when Neville Goddard taught people how to manifest, and he used the ladder technique. And what this technique is that he told people to say to themselves over and over again all night long, I will not climb a ladder, I will not climb a ladder, I will not climb a ladder. And then within a few days, most people end up either climbing a ladder or walking under a ladder or having a ladder delivered to their house. So whatever is in the forefront, you will end up seeing it somewhere. But we don't just want to see it, we want to receive it, we want to have it. And that's why we need to make sure that we're manifesting properly. And even though somebody else has received the manifestation that you want, there are positives that we can take from the situation to help ourselves. So the first positive that we can take from the situation is to notice how easily it came for that person. So especially if you're close to them and you know the situation behind how it manifested, this can be very useful. So because I knew my friends and they told me enough about the backstory, I could gather enough information to really discern what their attitude was at the time that they manifested what they wanted. So my first friend's attitude was, I don't mind either way. I don't mind if I get the move to America, and I don't mind also if we stay here. I'm happy here and I'm happy there. As long as I have my family with me, I'm happy wherever. So she had an attitude of, she didn't have desperation attached to her attitude, and therefore she got what she wanted, which really was what her husband wanted and it was what I wanted, but she really didn't mind either way. So that's a good attitude to adopt, but that's very difficult to adopt because most people are desperate to have what they want. But trying to be happy where you are is a good starting point for activating manifestation, because you're not going to be blocking it by feeling desperate. And that's how eventually I did get my manifestation, by being happy in Scotland and just figuring out ways that I could enjoy my life instead of moaning and complaining all the time. And my second friend's attitude was an attitude of certainty, of determination, of a knowing that she was going to get what she wanted. She'd been in a situation where she hadn't got what she wanted for a very long time. And in that situation, she was feeling desperate. But at the point where she changed her attitude, she changed it from desperation to knowing, to certainty, to I'm just taking it, I'm having it, I'm receiving what I wanted. And then she immediately got what she wanted. She booked the ticket and then it was certain she was on her way. It was an attitude of, people are not going to tell me that I can't have what I want. I'm going to take it, I'm going to have what I want. And when you have this attitude, you'll know it, because you'll immediately start taking automatic action. So her automatic action was, she immediately went and booked the ticket. So you need to change your mindset first, otherwise you won't be able to take that automatic action. You don't need to worry about what the action is, because it will happen automatically, but the action is a sign that your mindset was in the right place in order for that action to automatically happen. And I didn't take this exact attitude when I eventually did manifest my move abroad to a warmer climate. I didn't take the attitude of, I'm certain it's happening right now and I'm going to do it regardless, because I really wanted us all to be there. I didn't want to take the risk that I was going to leave my husband behind or my kids behind. So that was not really something that I wanted, and therefore I didn't take that attitude myself. But I have taken that attitude with other manifestations and just decided, no, I'm having that now. And it's interesting how quickly manifestations can unfold when you do take that attitude of, I'm having it now. My attitude was more like, I'm having it and it will work out. So I was willing to wait for things to manifest exactly how I wanted them. I wasn't saying I'm having it now, I'm saying I'm just having it. At some point in my life, I'm having this. And while I'm waiting, I'm going to enjoy my life. So you can learn a lot from other people's attitude. So how do other people manifest what they want? First of all, they believed that they would get what they wanted. They were certain that they would get it, whether it's now or whether they're relaxed about it. It doesn't really matter. They would get what they wanted. They believed they were worthy enough to have what they wanted. If you don't believe you're worthy enough, then you're never going to get what you want. You have to believe that your desires are promises. They are there for a reason. They are there to be taken. They are there because you are worthy. You don't need to earn them. You don't need to prove yourself. You don't need to do anything to receive your manifestation. You are who you are and you want what you want. It's as simple as that. And also quit with the complaining. Don't complain that you don't have what you want. You can talk about what you're going to get. And it doesn't even matter if you complain about things in your life. That's not going to stop the manifestation. The only thing that's going to stop the manifestation is complaining that you don't have and you're not going to ever have your manifestation. So say, for example, you live in a freezing cold climate and you want to move to a warm climate, then you can complain about the weather. That's not going to stop your manifestation. If you go outside and say, oh, I'm so freezing, I really hate this weather, that won't stop your manifestation. So don't believe all of the people who tell you that you have to be positive all the time to receive your manifestation. You don't. What you don't want to do is complain that you're not getting what you want or you haven't got what you want. So what you don't want to do is go outside and say, oh, I hate it here. I can't believe I can never get a warm climate. Why can I not just live in a warm climate? Why am I stuck here? Why do I have to live here for the rest of my life? Why did my manifestation fail? Why is it not working? Why is it taking so long? Why do I never get what I want? Those are things that are really going to block not just the one manifestation, but if you start to generalize and talk about never getting any of your manifestations, then you're going to block all of your manifestations. So you definitely don't want to do that. So how did I eventually receive my manifestation to move to a warmer climate? What I did was I used a manifestation technique called manifesting the perfect day. And when you manifest the perfect day, you drop all the other conditions that don't matter to you. You drop trying to manifest enough money to make the move abroad happen. You stop trying to manifest other people changing their mind. You stop trying to manifest getting the right job in the right location. All of that is manifesting the method of delivery, and you don't need to worry about the method of delivery. The only thing that you decide is what you want your day to look like. So you want to wake up, you want to be in the sunshine, go out, walk along the beach, do work you love, feel secure, happy, live in a luxury home. If you've got the fundamentals correct, which are exactly the way you want to live your life, then everything else will just fall into place. If you want to be there with a particular person, make sure that you are putting them into your manifestation. Then the right job will pop up at the right time with the right income, the right business opportunity, the right country, the right climate, with the right people. Everything will just fall into place if you get your perfect day sorted. And if you want to know how to manifest your perfect day, I have a very reasonably priced mini course in the description below. Basically, what it involves is just writing out your perfect day exactly as you want it to be, and then imagining that you already have it. And then you simply wait and let life work its magic. And you might be saying, well, I don't like waiting. I don't like waiting for my manifestation. I'm impatient. So if you are impatient waiting for your manifestation, then go and check out this video, which will appear on the screen, which is how to cope while waiting for a manifestation. I would love it if you would like this video so more people can find it. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.